Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're going local today. Well, the topic is local, at least for us here in Southeast Texas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're diving into Alex Epstein's Energy Freedom Plan.
You mean that document with the 25 policy changes?
That's the one. It's pretty ambitious, aiming for a complete overhaul of how we produce energy in America.
Oh, yeah. I know this one. It's got some pretty big goals.
Like what?
Well, he wants record oil and gas production. Also, cheap and reliable electricity.
Okay, so he wants it all.
Pretty much. Oh, and a cleaner environment, too. And did I mention a resurgence of nuclear power?
All within the next 4 years, right?
Yep.
It sounds almost too good to be true.
It kind of does.
But we here at Think and Act locally know that energy policy, even at the national level, can have huge impacts right here at home in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Yeah, no kidding.
So let's break down this plan and see how it might affect our community, huh?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so what really stood out to you about this plan?
You know, I think the most interesting part is how Epstein just tackles energy development head on. Like, he just comes right out and says it. That our current policies, especially the ones about federal lands, are actually holding us back.
Real?
Yeah. He says they're making it harder to produce energy efficiently.
So basically, he's talking about all that red tape.
Exactly. Cut through the red tape. But, like, what does that mean for us here in Southeast Texas? I mean, what does that even look like?
Yeah, that's a good question. What's he actually proposing?
Well, for one thing, he wants to limit the reach of NEPA.
NEPA, remind me.
The National Environmental Policy Act.
Yeah.
You know, it's the one that requires those big environmental reviews for, like, every project.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Right. And he thinks it's being misused. Like, people are using it as a weapon to delay projects and jack up the costs of energy development.
Hmm. So on the one hand, I can see how less regulation could be a good thing. You know, it could attract new energy projects to our area.
Yeah. Boost our economy.
Exactly. But then on the other hand, you have to think about the environment. What kind of impact would that have on our environment?
Yeah, that's a good point. You've hit the nail on the head there. It's all about balance, right?
Yeah.
We already have a ton of energy infrastructure here. I mean, refineries and pipelines and chemical plants, all that stuff.
So true.
So if Epstein's ideas were to actually happen, what would that mean for these places that already exist? Would they be encouraged to modernize and become more efficient?
Right.
Or would it mean that environmental standards get lowered? You know, the same standards that we fought so hard to put in place.
That is the question.
Right. We need to be thinking about these questions if we want to understand how these proposals might really play out locally.
It's all about that local impact.
For sure.
Okay. So development is one big piece of this. But another huge part of Epstein's plan is electricity. And here in Texas, with our own unique energy grid, well, this is where things get really interesting.
Absolutely. Things get spicy.
Yep.
Because Epstein, he's super critical of what he calls unreliable electricity preferences. He says they're costing us a ton of money and making our grid less reliable, which, you know, that's not good.
Not good at all. And what are these unreliable electricity preferences?
Well, in his view, it's the regulations that favor things like wind and solar energy, you know, those intermittent energy sources.
Oh, so he's not a fan of renewables. But Texas has really embraced wind energy, you know, and we're seeing more and more solar farms popping up all the time. Would shifting away from renewables really make sense for us? I don't know.
I see where you're coming from. It's definitely a big question for Texas. But to really understand where Epstein's coming from, you got to think about baseload power. That's the kind of energy that's always there, like no matter what.
Right, like when the wind's not blowing and the sun's not shining.
Exactly. He's all about making sure we have enough of that baseload power coming from sources like natural gas or nuclear.
So is he saying we need to ditch renewables completely?
Not necessarily. It's not that black and white, you know? What he's arguing for is a grid that puts reliability first. Like, we need to make sure the lights stay on no matter what, while still taking advantage of those renewable sources where it makes sense.
Okay, so it's about finding that balance again.
Always about balance.
But I can't imagine that's easy, especially with how much the demand for electricity is growing here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where do we even start? How do we make that kind of shift?
Well, Epstein actually has a few ideas about how to do it.
Like what?
He thinks we should cut back on the subsidies for intermittent energy sources.
Okay.
And he also wants to get rid of the mandates for things like electric vehicles because he argues they put too much stress on the grid.
Interesting.
Yeah, he basically wants the people who regulate the grid to really focus on keeping it stable and keeping prices down.
I can see how that would be a pretty big shift from where we've been heading.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, how do you think that would actually play out here in Southeast Texas, especially with so many communities already investing in those renewable energy projects.
That's a tough one. It's hard to say for sure. I mean, a more reliable grid could definitely be attractive to new businesses.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And that could lead to economic growth, right? But then again, it could also really slow down the growth of renewables.
Right.
And that's been creating jobs and investments in our area. It's a complicated issue with no easy answers.
That's for sure. Okay, so we've talked about development. We've talked about the electricity grid.
Mm-hmm.
What else is on Epstein's agenda?
Well, he doesn't shy away from controversy.
Oh, really?
Not one bit. He actually goes after the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, he says that a lot of the EPA's regulations end up costing businesses and industries way too much money without really giving us much environmental benefit.
Ooh, that's a hot button issue.
Yeah.
What does he actually want to change?
He's basically calling for a more objective way of regulating the environment. You know, he wants to see solid proof that the benefits of a regulation outweigh the costs, like financially, for every single rule the EPA makes.
So he wants to make environmental protection more efficient.
Exactly.
But wouldn't that make people worry about, you know, public health and the environment, especially here where we've had so many issues with industrial pollution?
Yeah, that's a valid point. We got to think about the unintended consequences, right? I mean, look at the Houston Ship Channel.
Yeah.
It's such a crucial part of our economy.
Oh, totally.
But it also has a long history of environmental problems. So how would Epstein's ideas affect industries along the channel? Would it mean they have to follow the rules more strictly? Or would it give them more leeway to, I don't know, cut corners?
It's a good question. And these are exactly the kinds of questions we need to be asking. We can't just accept or reject these ideas without really digging deep and understanding how they would impact our community.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. We need to be informed and have these discussions, you know, really look at all sides before we form opinions.
Exactly. All right. Well, so far we've covered a lot of ground with Epstein's plan. We've talked about unleashing development, revamping our electricity grid, and even shaking up the EPA. But that's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. There's still so much more to unpack.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more to unpack.
So join us next time as we continue to explore the Energy Freedom Plan and how it could reshape the future of energy right here in Southeast Texas.
It's going to be a good one.
We'll see you then.
See you then.
It seems like every part of this Energy Freedom Plan could really shake things up, not just for the whole country, but for us here in Southeast Texas, too.
It really does. And I think it's so important for folks in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena to really grasp how these changes could affect their daily lives. I mean, we're talking about jobs, air quality, even how much we pay for electricity, all that stuff.
All connected, right?
Exactly. And speaking of thinking local, let's go back to Epstein's idea about unleashing responsible development, especially on federal lands and waters. How could that play out in an area like ours, which already has a lot of industry?
Good question.
Well, we can't forget about the Gulf of Mexico, right? It's right there. Offshore energy production is a big deal for our economy. And Epstein wants to make it easier to get permits and harder for people to file lawsuits that slow things down.
So some folks might say that's great. It could lead to more drilling and more jobs.
Exactly. More business for local companies.
But others might worry about the environment, especially with the risk of hurricanes and oil spills.
For sure. That's a real concern. It's like trying to balance on a tightrope, isn't it?
Yeah.
We want the economic benefits, but we also want to protect our environment and our communities.
Right. How do you find that balance?
That's the tricky part. Let's take NEPA, for example, the National Environmental Policy Act.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that before.
Right. Epstein argues that it's often used to delay projects for no good reason. But NEPA has also been really important in protecting our environment. You know, it forces companies to do a thorough environmental impact statement before starting big projects, like a new pipeline or refinery. If we weaken NEPA, companies might cut corners, and that could hurt our air and water quality.
So it's a tough call, right? How do we make sure any new development is actually responsible, like Epstein says?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's something we need to figure out as a community. We need to demand transparency from these companies, you know? We have to make sure they're held accountable. And we have to make our voices heard when these decisions are being made.
Speaking of making our voices heard, let's go back to electricity. Epstein's not a big fan of those unreliable electricity preferences, especially renewables like wind and solar. But Texas has been a leader in wind energy, and solar power is growing fast too. Is it really the answer to turn away from all that?
It's definitely a controversial idea.
That's for sure.
Epstein's main concern is making sure the grid is reliable. He thinks that relying too much on wind and solar, which are intermittent sources, you know, they come and go, makes us more vulnerable to blackouts. He thinks we should focus on what's called baseload power, which comes from sources like natural gas and nuclear that can produce electricity all the time, regardless of the weather.
But wouldn't that mean slowing down all the progress we've made with renewable energy? I mean, that's brought a lot of economic benefits to Texas.
That's true. Texas has become a hub for renewable energy. It's creating jobs, attracting investments, and Epstein's plan could definitely disrupt that growth. But he argues that having a more reliable grid would actually attract new businesses and industries to Texas, which could boost our economy in a different way.
So it's like choosing between two good things, almost. Renewable energy versus a super stable grid.
Right. And we have to think about the environmental impacts of both, too. It's a complex decision. There's no easy answer. It's about finding the right balance for Texas, and especially for Southeast Texas.
Now, another big part of Epstein's plan is changing how the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, works. He says it puts too much burden on businesses, costing them a lot of money without enough environmental benefit. So what kind of impact could those changes have here? I mean, our region has a long history of industrial activity and environmental challenges, too.
It's a really important question. And when you think about our region, the Houston Ship Channel immediately comes to mind. It's full of refineries and chemical plants. If Epstein's plan went through, it could mean less strict regulations for the industries along the channel.
So some people might see that as a positive thing, right? Less regulation could mean lower costs and more competitive businesses.
Exactly.
But wouldn't others be worried about more pollution? And what about the health of our communities?
That's a valid concern, absolutely. We've seen firsthand the impact of industrial pollution in our area. We know that air quality and water quality affect people's health, especially those living closest to these facilities.
You're right.
So we have to make sure that any changes to these regulations don't end up putting public health and safety at risk. We have to hold industries accountable and make sure they're operating responsibly.
Absolutely. Now, Epstein also has a different perspective on climate change, which is interesting. Nothing's focusing only on reducing U.S. emissions isn't very effective and could even be harmful, especially while emissions keep rising globally. So what does he propose instead? And how does that relate to us here in Southeast Texas, where we're already seeing the effects of climate change?
He suggests a more practical approach. Instead of setting strict targets for reducing emissions, he focuses on being resilient and innovative. He thinks we should adapt to the changes that are happening and develop technologies that can help us deal with the impacts of climate change.
So instead of trying to stop climate change, he's saying we need to learn to live with it.
Basically, yeah. He says we should make our infrastructure stronger, prepare for extreme weather events, and create new technologies that can help reduce our carbon footprint without hurting economic growth.
But wouldn't that mean accepting that climate change is going to happen and kind of giving up on trying to reduce our own emissions?
That's where people disagree, for sure. His critics say that he's downplaying how urgent it is to address climate change. They think this approach could lead to a world with even worse climate impacts.
It's a tough issue. How do we balance the need for economic growth with the need to protect the planet and our communities?
That's the big challenge. It's one that requires a lot of thought, open conversations, and being willing to listen to different viewpoints.
And that's exactly what we're trying to do here at Think and Act Locally, right? We want to give our listeners the information they need to make good decisions about the issues that affect our community.
Right on. Now, before we wrap up our deep dive into the Energy Freedom Plan, there's one more piece of the puzzle we got to talk about. Nuclear power. Epstein is calling for what he calls a nuclear renaissance. He thinks nuclear energy has gotten a bad rap, that it's been stifled by regulations that aren't really necessary. But is nuclear power really a viable option? And what would be the risks and benefits for our region?
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've been talking about Alex Epstein's Energy Freedom Plan this whole episode. It's a plan with some pretty bold ideas. And let's be honest, some of them are kind of controversial.
Yeah, no doubt. And it could really change how we do energy, not just for the whole country, but right here in Southeast Texas, too.
Right. And that's what we've been focusing on today, what these proposals would mean for people in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. We've talked about the potential impact on the economy, the environment, the pros and cons of different energy sources, and we even touched on the idea of a nuclear comeback.
And we've seen how each part of his plan presents a unique set of challenges and opportunities for our community.
For sure. And we have to remember that this is a region that's already super tied to the energy industry, right? Refineries, chemical plants, pipelines, they're everywhere. They're part of our everyday lives and a big part of our economy.
That's true. Those industries are how a lot of people in our community make a living, but they also make people worry about things like air and water quality, safety, and, you know, making sure everyone is treated fairly when it comes to the environment.
Right, environmental justice. So when we think about Epstein's plan, we can't just focus on how much money it could bring in. We also have to ask, what could it cost? And who's going to pay that cost?
That's such an important point. And it goes back to what Think and Act Locally is all about, giving people the power to get involved in these conversations and make informed choices about the future of our community.
Exactly. Energy policy isn't just something that happens far away in Washington, D.C. It affects our lives, our health, our environment, right here in Southeast Texas.
It's true. Think about how we get our electricity. Do we go with what Epstein says and just focus on making sure it's reliable no matter what? Or do we keep investing in those renewable energy sources, even if they're not always available? Those are the kinds of questions we need to be talking about as a community.
And it's bigger than just electricity. It's about the air we breathe, the water we drink, the jobs that support our families. It's all connected to the energy choices we make.
It really is. So it's crucial that we all stay informed, have these tough conversations, and make sure our voices are heard.
I agree. Whether you agree with Epstein or not, we can all agree that the decisions we make about energy today will have a big impact on our community tomorrow.
No doubt about it.
So what can our listeners do? Where do they go from here?
Well, a good first step is to head over to the Think and Act Locally website. You can find a link to the full Energy Freedom Plan there if you want to read it for yourself.
Perfect.
And while you're there, check out the resources on local energy projects. You can learn how to get involved in shaping our community's energy future. Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together. We share the same air, the same water, and we all want a healthy and prosperous future for our community.
Well said. So let's keep this conversation going. Let's ask those tough questions, challenge the status quo, and work together to create an energy future that works for everyone in Southeast Texas.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Energy Freedom Plan. We hope it gave you something to think about and maybe even inspired you to get involved.
Think and act locally.
Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and keep thinking and acting locally.